This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Getting the new COVID-19 vaccines to rural Alaska is no small logistical feat. Tribal healthcare providers are mustering a fleet of bush planes and are even riding snow machines and sleds to get shots into the arms of elders and frontline workers. Nat Herz with Alaska Public Media has more.
About 50 miles north of the Arctic Circle in the tiny northwest Alaska village of Ambler, Dr. Katrina Bengard is on a mission to deliver some of the first doses of COVID-19 vaccine, a job that required her to climb on the back of a snow machine. Bengard was returning from a home visit to a 92-year-old elder who couldn't make it into Ambler's clinic to get the vaccine. It was part of a day when Bengard and a few of her colleagues flew to three different villages in the region to deliver vaccinations. To get from the airports into town, Bengard says she and her team rode on sleds dragged behind a snow machine.
We were also, of course, holding on to all our bags, all of our equipment that we were bringing with us for the vaccinations. So our job was to keep ourselves as well as all the luggage in the sled as we bounced along through the snow.
Many of Alaska's first COVID-19 vaccinations have happened in hospitals in Alaska's urban centers. But far from there, a parallel effort is playing out as rural providers give out the shots on frigid airport tarmacs and at village clinics. Providers say they came up with meticulous plans to keep the vaccine chilled and distribute it to dozens of villages that lack advanced medical care, ultra-cold freezers, road connections, and cooperative weather.
We were on like plan four by halfway through the first day.
Ellen Hodges is a doctor and chief of staff at Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, the tribal healthcare provider in southwest Alaska. YKHC's airborne vaccine program is called Project Togo, in a nod to the legendary sled dog, and Hodges was on the first of many chartered flights. Hodges says she flew with the Pfizer vaccine in her lap for safekeeping when her plane arrived at the first village where temperatures were minus 5 or 10 without wind chill. She encountered a uniquely Alaskan problem.
It became immediately apparent that the vaccine was going to freeze in the metal part of the needle. And so we had to really be careful about that. So I would have the vaccines tucked in my shirt until right before we gave them.
After giving the final shots, the providers would wait 20 minutes with patients in a truck or a plane before moving on to make sure there were no allergic reactions. And if they ended a day with more doses left over than they needed in the villages, they had a list of people on call to be vaccinated as soon as the plane landed back in Bethel, the regional hub town. Dr. Tom Hennessy, an Anchorage epidemiologist, says there's value in showing that the tribal providers can pull off this complicated choreography.
Vaccination in a really difficult setting, if we can get that to work in rural Alaska, it may be a sign that it can work in other challenged parts of the world, too.
For now, vaccinations are continuing across rural villages, with providers expanding access beyond healthcare workers to essential workers and elders like Donnie Olson. Olson is a state senator who lives in the remote western Alaska village of Golovin. He's also a pilot, and he has a radio at his house that's tuned into air traffic so he can hear who's coming and going. On Wednesday, he heard an announcement that got his attention. The mail plane was 10 miles out with a load of vaccine for the village on board.
When the caravan came flying over and we heard it on the radio, you know, we could breathe a little easier that they're here. It's not bad weather's not going to stop them from coming. And when they landed and got the steel treatment in the shoulder, that was a great relief for us as a whole family.
Olson still has to get his booster shot in a few weeks, but he says he's already feeling relieved that he's more likely to be around to watch his young kids grow up. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.
And for KNBA News, I'm Trip Krause.